Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards, like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials and, of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Damn, Ron, come on! What's the matter with you? There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
I would say ask her out. No matter who she is, whether she's a job or a new city or an actual person. You know, whether she's an opportunity or a fear. You know, if you're afraid of heights, ask her out. Hey, heights. You doing tonight? You know, like, whatever she is, man, ask her out.
There is a way out. There is a way to do more, to get more, to obtain more. But I personally don't want to lose all that I've been able to get. So I need to make sure that I do everything to keep it. So I can't be content. So there is an understanding, but I refuse to click on the switch of...
So even if you have more money than you'll ever spend for the rest of your life, that's not what it's about.
No.
It's about the inspiring people and the influence and constantly giving back and moving forward in a positive way. And the only way you can do that is to stay active.
It's the story, man.
Yeah.
You know, we're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your fucking book look like? Like, your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book? If the ending to my book can be so amazing because of all that was done, not the money, all that was accomplished, the first to do, the man that did this, he caused a merger between this. Because of his commitment and growth to this, the communities were then given this, made education this, changed the way the schooling was, blah, 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 gave books, gave computers, gave all of the things that can be associated with you and your existence become a part of the chapters in your book. So my drive is about my book. I was a New York Times number one bestseller. People would be done. They did it. I'm writing another book.
You're writing a book right now?
Yeah. What's it happen? What happens if you are two-time New York Times number one bestseller? If you get the two, what happens if you get the three? Hey, man, how do books become successful? Who publishes them? I want to start a publishing company, Heartbeat Publishing. Why not? That's the thing. All I'm doing is sparking the awareness in others to go, why not? Why can't I create? Why can't I start? Why can't I be a business? Why can't I be a CEO? Why can't I be a tech guru? Why can't I fucking create cooking products? Lotion, scents. There's so much that some people just don't understand they can do. Let me be a spark to show how much How many different things? You don't have to do just one thing. When it's all said and done, my book is going to be full of all the shit that Kevin Hart did. Because I never was content with doing just one, two, or three. Why not?
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is. It is. And it could have been the story of mine. And I tell a lot of people, go, what's your biggest fear in life? And my biggest fear, honestly, was, let's say this. Let's say, I don't care if you believe in God or not. I don't care. So let's just play a game with me. Let's say you're God. And we have a big fucking long line of people. And I made it to heaven. 75 years old. I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, spraying for cockroaches. That's what I did. But I'm dead. I'm in heaven now. And you're judging us all now. So we're in line. We're all sitting there in line. You have Adam Brown. He has a big board up. And you're talking to Adam Brown about his life. And you rip it down. And I'm next in line. David Goggins. I see my name. I see all this shit. And God goes, hey, you say, read this, man. And I'm reading this list. And I'm seeing 182 pounds, Navy SEAL, Ranger School. Motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull up record, all this shit. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be. And my biggest fear, I visualize some crazy shit. My biggest fear is that one day I'm gonna reach a judgment of my life. Something is gonna judge me for what the fuck I was supposed to be in life. And what I want now is that whoever judged me up there, I want them to have a board and them up there right now getting their pen out. Because, you know, this person who judges is supposed to know everything. Supposed to know from the time you're dead to the time you're, you know, time you're born, time you're dead. I want this person up there to be like this, up there writing more about me saying, fuck, I know you can do that. I know you can do that. So I want to impress whatever the fuck is up there, whatever's going on in life. I want to go up there and not have anything left on the table. I want to drain my soul of every fucking bit of person I am.
I'll do it one day. Okay, that's up to you. Or, and I like this one better, day one. This is day one. This is day one, that thing I have had in my crosshairs, that thing that I believe gets me out of bed, that thing that I run towards, that thing that I want to be passionate about, that thing I want to accomplish, today is the first day. Today is day one.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.